Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
Back at White Auditorium as we are underway for the second half. Emporia State with the basketball. They trail it 43-26. Here's a 15-foot jumper that rims out on Elena Harmon. Boy, that's a heartbreaker. And halfway down and just spun out. That's just been the way it's been going for the Lady Hornets this season. Driving in the paint. This is Trinity Law, and she took it right down the middle of the lane and laid it up and in. That gives her 11 points in the ball game. Sydney Tenner thought about the three from the right elbow. Bounce pass left side. It goes to Elena Hartman. Shovels it off to Victoria Price. Victoria Price left side. Now swings it right side. Sydney Tenner. Sydney trying to get it down low to Mary Lakes, and she just throws it right across the lane, and it gets intercepted by Nebraska Kearney. They get it down at the other end and get a missing the layup was Shiloh McCool, and Emporia State gets the rebound. Treasure Job into front court. Between the legs, feeds it on the wing. The left side, Victoria Price. Right side, Elena Hartman. Elena trying to drive, has the ball knocked away. Needs some help. Gives it off to Sydney Tenner. Sydney swings it back to Elena Hartman on the wing. Right side. 9 seconds on the shot clock. 7 now. Victoria Price down the lane. Spinning in the paint. Puts up a shot off the glass. Not very well squared up. Battle for the rebound. Draws a whistle and a foul on Mary Lakes. And we're going to get a timeout by Emporia State coach Toby Wynn. And I'm sure he... I don't know if they... I know that probably wasn't covered. Wasn't what the start to the second half he was wanting to see from his basketball team. They trail it now by 19 points. This is their biggest deficit. And the Lady Hornets... 0 for 2 to start this second half, and also have a turnover on a very not well-executed pass. What a basketball being brought to you by the station. Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The station is where Emporia connects. Well, it starts with shooting, and then it just trickles down to everything else. And Emporia State has struggled on the offensive end, and it has definitely carried over to the defensive end. Out of the timeout, Nebraska Kearney will have the basketball. Mary Lakes, Treasure Job, Elena Hartman's Sydney Tenner and Victoria Price on the floor, and Emporia State will apply some backcourt pressure. Nebraska Kearney counters with Shiloh McCool. Claire Kirsch, who gets it across the timeline, drifts to the left side, now passes it left side to Shiloh McCool. Also out there, Trinity Law. Trinity Law at the free throw line. Dishes it off to Claire Kirsch. Alyssa Backus also on the floor for Nebraska Kearney, along with Sarah Schmidt. She hands it off to Trinity Law, who drives it right to the basket as Emporia State overplayed her that time, and she took advantage of the opportunity, and she has 13 points. Defense broke down late in the shot clock. Here's a three from the left side off the mark by Elena Hartman. Rebound goes out to Sydney Tenner. Now down the lane, Treasure Job scoops it up and off the glass and in. Treasure Job with 17. 47-28. Nebraska Kearney. This is Claire Kirsch. They swing it to Law. Go down along the baseline to Schmidt. Gets the ball knocked away, but it goes right back to Trinity Law. Well, there was a moving screen that didn't get called. Here's a feed down low to Schmidt. Shot clock down to 8. Schmidt circles in the lane. Throws up a shot. Missed it. Partially blocked. And the loose ball grabbed by Mary Lakes for Emporia State. Treasure Job into front court. Goes behind the back with a dribble. Kicks it off Sydney Tenner. Left elbow three. Off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney. in the front court with it. Shiloh McCool gives it off to Schmidt. Free throw circle Backus working against Sydney Tenner. Gets to the rim. Scoops it up and in. Alyssa Backus with 14 points, 49-28. 21-point lead for Nebraska Kearney. Elena Hartman, right side, drives in the paint, puts up the shot off the glass and scores it. Elena Hartman with 7, makes it 49-30. Nebraska Kearney with 6:28 to play here in the third quarter. Hornet basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Shot missing for Shiloh McCool, and the rebound ends up with Emporia State. Treasure Job raises into front court, pulls up from the lane line. Shot no good. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney, Shiloh McCool. She'll bring it into front court, takes it to the right side, feeds it out front to Sarah Schmidt. Emporia State now going man-to-man with her defense. This is Trinity Long. Gives it off to Kirsch. Kirsch drives down the lane, gets her shot blocked. Loose ball being tipped around, and Emporia State comes up with it. Elena Hartman up the floor with a pass to Treasure Joe. 5:33 to play in the quarter. Treasure gives it off to Mary Lakes, backing down low against Backus. Spins, missed the shot, but draws the foul. That shot was to the left of the basket. Picking up the foul will be Alyssa Backus, her first, team first here in the third quarter. Substitutions for Emporia State, Stevie Stinch come in. Also checking in will be Faith Paramore, Victoria Price, and Elena Hartman set down for Emporia State. And Mary Lakes will be at the free throw line, looking for her first point to the ball game. On the season, Mary is a 45% free throw shooter, but she makes the first one. Her first point of the ball game. 5:28 to play third quarter, 49-31. Nebraska Kearney with an 18-point lead. Second free throw rattles out for Mary Lakes. Here's a pass almost turned over by Nebraska Kearney, and we get a steal for Emporia State. Stevie Stinchcom and Faith Paramore team up to get the steal. And Treasure Job was the one who ended up with the basketball, and the shot clock didn't start apparently. So they reset the shot clock as Faith Paramore, Kylie Shear, and Audrey Beatty will check in for Emporia State. Emporia State plays it into Stevie Stinchcom. Works from the left side out on the wing. It goes to Kylie Shear, hands it off to Treasure Job. Gets a screen from Audrey Beatty. Kicks it back to Kylie Shear. Goes inside Audrey Beatty. Working against Brooke Carlson. Kicks it in the paint to Faith Paramore. Almost lost the dribble. Kicks it out. Kylie Shear, right wing three. She hit it. Kylie Shear knocks down a Hair Crafters three. It's her first big three of the ball game. Makes it 49-34. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make an appointment to get your haircut at Hair Crafters. 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. 49-34. Kearney with the ball. This is Carlson in the lane, shoots it up, and it gets the friendly roll. Brooke Carlson gets the bucket, makes it 51-34. Nebraska Kearney, 4:28 to play here in the third quarter. This is Stinchcom, kicks it out. Faith Paramore for three, that one's off the mark. Rebound to Nebraska Kearney. They feed it up the floor. This is Burns for a three. She nailed it. Meg Burns with six, and it's 54-34. Back to a 20-point lead for Nebraska Kearney. Kylie Shear for another three attempt. This one a little bit off the mark, and the rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney. Down to 4 minutes to go here in the third. Out front with the basketball, Sarah Schmidt keeping the dribble. Free throw circle. It goes to Brooke Carlson. Carlson tries to drive. Now kicks it out top the key to Trinity Law. Working against Treasure Job. Tries to drive. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Carlson from the free throw line. Dishes it left side. Three-point shot. Bounces off the mark. No good. And a rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney. Ball goes out of bounds as they try to feed it into back to the half-court stripe to Sarah Schmidt. Pass goes out of bounds, and the turnover will give it to Emporia State out of the media timeout. 3:33 to play, third quarter, 54-34, Nebraska Kearney with a lead. What a Basketball being brought to you by Nextech Wireless. For the latest to wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage, your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you need a unique gift for your wedding party or maybe a fun gift that's one of a kind? At Carrie's, we offer custom hand engraving in-house. Hi, this is Carrie, and I'd love to discuss with you how we can make your event stand out with something perfectly unique, just like you. Bridal party tumblers, fun thank you gifts, and even keep the life of the party identified with their own customized flask. Stop in today and let's get creative. Carrie's Diamonds, where our difference is you.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
54-34, Nebraska Kearney leading Emporia State, 3:30 to play third quarter. Emporia State with the basketball. Stevie Stinchcom has it, and they're going to call a moving screen on Emporia State. They're going to call this on Sydney Tinner. That's her second. That'll be the first second team foul on Emporia State here in the third quarter. So Nebraska Kearney will have the basketball. Schmidt with the ball. High post. It goes to Nebraska Kearney's Brooke Carlson. She tries a bounce pass back door to clear Kirsch. It gets knocked out of bounds by Emporia State. So Kearney will keep the basketball. Sarah Schmidt to play the ball inbounds. Plays it in to Kirsch. Kirsch goes down low to Carlson. Working against Sydney Tinner. Shot up and good. Brooke Carlson with six and made that one look easy. 56-36. Nebraska Kearney. This is Stevie Stinchcom into front court. Kicks it in the deep right corner. Faith Paramore for three. Halfway down and rims out. The shooting woes continue for Emporia State. Good looks and shots just not staying down. That's some tough luck shooting and some also not great shot selection. Here's Carlson, lane line right. Shoots it over Faith Paramore and scores it. She has it, and it's 58-34, a 24-point lead for Nebraska Kearney. What a Basketball brought to you by Carrie's Diamonds. For the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. This is Faith Paramore on the right side, 14 seconds on the shot clock, trying to go back door with a pass to Sydney Tinner. Pass gets swatted out of bounds by Shiloh McCool. Emporia State will keep the basketball. Elena Hartman into the lineup, replacing Faith Paramore. Lady Hornets will play it inbounds on the baseline with 12 seconds on the shot clock. Treasure plays it into Sydney Tinner. Gives it back to Treasure. Treasure from 15 left the shot a little short as it hit the side of the rim. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney into front court with it. This is Burns. Tries to go in the paint. Ball goes off of the knee of Sydney Tinner. And it'll be 20. Ball goes back to Nebraska Kearney with the kicked ball. 22 seconds on the shot clock. They'll play it inbounds on the baseline. When the ball's bouncing your way, it bounces your way. When it bounces against you, sometimes it bounces really hard against you, and it's bouncing really hard against Emporia State right now. Here's Brooke Carlson, mid lane, shoots it over Sydney Tinner and scores the bucket. She has 10, eight of those here in this third quarter. Here's Treasure Job trying to drive out front, and they're going to call a hand check foul on Nebraska Kearney's Meg Burns. Substitution for Emporia State. Mary Lakes will check in. Victoria Price will check in as Sydney Tinner sits down, and so will Treasure Job. Stevie Stinchcom to play the ball inbounds, plays it into Mary Lakes. Mary now hands it off to Stevie Stinchcom. Down to a minute 39 to go, third quarter. Stevie kicks it in the deep right corner, three-point shot, left it short. Going for the rebound, Mary Lakes, and she's going to get whistled for a push shove going for the rebound. That's her third personal foul, third team foul. Kearney will have the ball. In the front court with the basketball, this is Schmidt. Gives it off to Carlson. To Shiloh McCool, left of the free throw circle. Now top the key to Schmidt. Down low they go to Carlson. Carlson working against Mary Lakes. Kicks it back top the key to Burns. To Kirsch. Kirsch drives down the lane, spinning. Kicks it out to Carlson from 15. Shot rims out, no good. Rebound. Victoria Price had it. She tried to rip it free. Goes out of bounds, and the official says it was out of bounds off of Nebraska Kearney. So the Lady Hornets get the call. Go their way. 60-34. Nebraska Kearney with a lead. 26-point lead for Nebraska Kearney. Elena Hartman gives it off. Kylie Shear. Victoria Price skips it across right side. Stevie Stinchcomb gives it off. Kylie Shear. She'll shoot the three. Out the mark. No good. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney. What a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Shot off the mark for Nebraska Kearney. Rebound at Poria State. Stevie Stinch coming to front court. Gives it off to Mary Lakes. Now to Yelena Hartman. She'll shoot a three. It's off the mark. No good. Long rebound. Tracked down. It goes out of bounds to Emporia State. As a ricocheted off of Claire Kirsch of Nebraska Kearney, Emporia State will keep the basketball. 18.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. This quarter, Emporia State's been outscored 17-8. Hornets play the ball inbounds to Kylie Shear. Kylie drives it from right to left, gives it out to Victoria Price. Victoria Price in the paint to the rim, try to scoop it up there, and the layup no good. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney. Into front court with a basketball. Burns goes along the baseline to Carlson. And then a bad pass gets intercepted by Kylie Shear, who throws it up from behind the half-court stripe. And the shot is no good. We're through three quarters of basketball. The score, Nebraska Kearney 60, Emporia State 34. We'll be back with a fourth quarter right after this timeout. Hornet basketball being brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you or someone you know have a bed bug problem? If you find yourself facing this unpleasant circumstance, call McKenzie Pest Control. They have the knowledge, the equipment, and the experience to handle your bed bug problem using the latest products and techniques, including heat treatment, which can safely and effectively eliminate bed bug infestations. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
You don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices, you're also getting them with a great customer service guarantee. We'll help you get your information transferred from your old phone and help you learn the ins and outs of your new phone. Next Tech Wireless.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
60-34 the score, Nebraska Kearney leading Emporia State as we go to the fourth quarter. In that third quarter, Emporia State gets outscored 17-8. They were just 3 of 16 from the floor, 1 of 9 from the three-point stripe. Kearney 8 of 15 from the floor, 1 of 2 from the three-point line. Kearney with the ball to start the fourth quarter. This is Meg Burns working against Treasure Job. Needs some help. Gives it off to Alyssa Backus, who backs down against Elena Hartman. And shot misses, but she draws contact from Elena Hartman, who picks up her third personal foul. First team foul here in the fourth quarter, and going to the free throw line will be Alyssa Backus, who has 14 points in the game. 12 of those came in the first half. She's still the leading scorer for Nebraska Kearney. Trinity Law with 13. 11 for Shiloh McCool and 10 for Brooke Carlson. As the first free throw is good for Alyssa Backus, the Salina Central product. Gives her 15 points. Second free throw missed it. And rebound battle for Andre Beatty gets tied up by Shiloh McCool, and the alternate possession gives the ball to Emporia State. 61-34, Lady Hornets trailing this one. Elena Hartman down the lane to the rim, layup good. She draws the foul as well. 9 points for Elena Hartman. She'll get the and one. Picking up the foul will be Shiloh McCool. That's her first, and Elena Hartman stepping to the free throw line. Treasure Job, the leading scorer for Emporia State, was 17. She only made one basket, though, in the third quarter, and the free throw is good for Elena Hartman. Gives her 10 points for the ball game. Back-to-back games and double-figure scoring. They need more from her. Need more from everybody. And we're going to get a foul away from the ball. They're going to call a holding foul on Treasure Job. That'll be her third. Second team foul on Emporia State here in the fourth quarter. Don't see Treasure get called for those fouls very often. Emporia State gets it going man-to-man in the lane. Shot partially blocked as going up for the shot was Backus. And Elena Hartman gets the block at Emporia State in the basketball. Treasure Job in the front court gives it off to Elena Hartman. Feeds it right side to Victoria Price. Now top the key. It goes to Kylie Shear. Kylie kicks it out to Treasure Job. Treasure a little crossover move out to Kylie Shear on the left side. Back out front, Elena Hartman with 10 seconds on the shot clock to Victoria Price. Driving to the basket, floats it up and in. Way to go, Victoria. I'd like to see her get going as well. She has really struggled as of late. 61-39 the score. That's her first basket of the ball game. Backus has it out front. Swings it on the wing right side to Shiloh McCool. Working against Audrey Beatty. Driving the baseline, or they're going to call a foul on Audrey's. She had one hand on the arm on the hip. And for Audrey, that'll be her first personal foul. Third team foul here in the fourth quarter on Emporia State. They're going to call that more often than not. Here's a steal by Treasure Job. She reached in, swatted it away from Trinity Law. And the Lady Hornets get the basketball back down 64-61-39 from the free throw line. Shot crawls off for Treasure Job. And the rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney. Sarah Schmidt into front court. Working against Victoria Price. Try to reach in. That came up empty. Schmidt keeping the dribble. Takes it to the right side. Victoria Price staying with her step for step. Shot clock down to 12. You got to be kidding me. That looked like good defense, and she gets called for a foul. That'll be her second, team fourth. That looked like good defense from Victoria Price from my seat. Working out front now with the basketball. Trinity Law left to the free throw circle. Shiloh McCool working against Audrey Beatty. Goes to the basket, missed the shot, but they're going to call Audrey for the foul. That'll be her second. Team foul number five in Emporia State. So Nebraska Kearney will be shooting free throws the rest of the way. Sydney Tenner and Stevie Stinchcomb check in for Emporia State. Kylie Shear and Audrey Beatty set down. 61-39 Nebraska Kearney. This is Shiloh McCool at the free throw line. First free throw is up and good. That's her first point in the second half. She had 11 first half points. That gives her 12 for the ball game. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Bungie North America. Dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Second free throw also good for Shiloh McCool. Makes it 63-39, Nebraska Kearney. Here's Stevie Stinchcomb. Gives it off. Elena Hartman for a three. She had it. A hair cratcher's three for Elena Hartman. And Coach Toby Wynn's going to take a timeout right there. 13 points for Elena Hartman. And it's 63-42, Nebraska Kearney with a lead by 21 points. And that'll be our media timeout as well. Comes from 7:39 to play the game. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
Did you know that Bunge operates in more than 40 countries? From the facility in Emporia, they're able to combine local expertise with global capabilities to deliver outstanding results for their customers, shareholders, and society. Bunge provides their customers with a global perspective of the marketplace, combined with individual care and attention. Proudly helping feed the world since 1818, Bunge North America, the shortest distance from harvest to market.
Your taco night fix Thursdays at the station 402 Merchant in Emporia. Tired of cooking all week? Let them handle dinner with some favorite Mexican cravings like tacos, crispitos, burritos, taco pizzas, and more. Wash it all down with a margarita or a Thursday drink special. Stay and play. You'll find pool tables, cornhole, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small. The station, 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
Back to White Auditorium. Nebraska Kearney plays it in. Emporia State gets a tie-up, but Nebraska Kearney calls timeout before the jump ball is called. This will be a 30-second timeout taken by Nebraska Kearney. 63-42 our score. Nebraska Kearney with the lead by 21. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Emporia State has one timeout left in the game. Nebraska Kearney has three. Hornets will send Elena Hartman, Stevie Stinchcomb, Treasure Joe, Victoria Price, and Sydney Tenner onto the floor. Nebraska Kearney counters with Shiloh McCool, Trinity Law, Claire Kirsch, Alyssa Backus, and Sarah Schmidt. Getting the ball into front court for Nebraska Kearney was Shiloh McCool. Gives it off to Claire Kirsch. Back out front it goes to Sarah Schmidt. Bounce pass on the wing right side to Trinity Law. Free throw circle to Backus. Shot clock down to 10 for Nebraska Kearney. Trying to drive with it is Schmidt. Kicks it out right side. Law for a three. She hit it. Trinity Law was 16, and it's 66-42 Nebraska Kearney. 7:04 to play. Stevie Stinchcomb into front court, hands it off to Victoria Price. And the Lady Hornets struggling offensively in this game, shooting only 29% from the floor. Here's Elena Hartman. Shovels it out to Victoria Price. Top the key to Elena Hartman with 9 seconds on the shot clock. To Treasure Job on the left wing. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Drives along the baseline. Kicks it out top to key to Victoria Price, who throws it up there and doesn't even get close to the iron. When you're struggling offensively, everything else struggles for Emporia State. They're also being out-rebounded 36-26. Lady Hornets shooting 16 of 56 from the floor. They have taken 11 more shots than Nebraska Kearney, but Kearney has made 8 more shots. Here's a shot at the basket, missing for Nebraska Kearney. They come up with a basketball, and then the pass gets booted around by Emporia State, and Nebraska Kearney will keep the basketball. Shot clock resets to 20 for Nebraska Kearney. They'll play it inbounds to Kirsch, left side. Goes down low, Backus, hook shot up and good over the Hornet defense. Backus with 17 points. And points in the paint. Emporia State's been outscored 34-20. Elena Hartman trying to drive down low, working against Shiloh McCool with an elbow in her back, but no call there. Here's Stevie Stinchcomb in the paint. Tries to put up a shot, gets partially blocked by Kirsch. May have been a little bit of contact, but no call. 68-42, Nebraska Kearney. Left side, Trinity Law. She'll dribble it back out middle of the floor. Here's a steal by Treasure Job. Up the floor, Treasure. Layup is good. Treasure stole it away from Trinity Law, and Trinity Law got popped in the nose. For Treasure, that gives her 19 points of the game. Substitutions for Emporia State. Macy Smith, along with Faith Paramore, Kylie Shear, and Victoria Price. For Emporia State, Treasure Job's the only one who stays on the floor. 68-44, Nebraska Kearney. 5 5:28 to play in the fourth quarter. Kirsch has it way out on the right side, top the free throw circle. Schmidt looking to lob it down low, gets it to Backus. She'll shoot the three, and she hit it. Alyssa Backus, 20 points for her tonight. 71-44, Nebraska Kearney. Turns her Job into front court, dribbles it to the left side of the floor. Tries to back down, nothing open there. Gives it off to Kylie Shear. Now to Macy Smith, the Opie High product. Gives it off to Kylie Shear, the sophomore from Cheney. Turns her Job now with the basketball. Pulls up from the free throw line, shot up and good. Treasure Job with 21 points in the ball game. Makes it 71-46 Nebraska Kearney with 4:44 to play in the contest. Water basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. This is Backus, left side, gets it down low. Shiloh McCool gets the layup and the foul from behind. By Faith Paramore, she got beat to the basket. Faith picks up her second personal foul. Shiloh McCool with her 15 points now, looking for the end one. Substitutions for Nebraska Kearney. Samantha Moore into the lineup along with Brooke Carlson. And Shiloh McCool, the junior out of Pleasant Hill, Iowa. Thought she was going to miss it. Hit the back of the rim because usually for Emporia State it bounces away, but for Shiloh McCool, gets the friendly roll, and she has 16. Substitutions for Emporia State, Audrey Beatty onto the floor. In case you're wondering about Katie Harina, she's out with an elbow injury. That's the reason she hasn't been playing tonight. Here's a three by Kylie Shear. Rebound will go out of bounds to Nebraska Kearney with 4:18 to play. Katie, the 5'9 sophomore out of Liberal, with her arm in a sling. Not sure how long she'll be out. Forgot to mention that at the outset, but Emporia State playing without Katie Harina tonight. 74-46, Nebraska Kearney with a lead. They have the basketball. Out front with it is Megan Holt. They get it down low to Brooke Carlson, and Brooke Carlson makes an easy layup down low. That gives her 12 points in the game, and it's now a 30-point lead for Nebraska Kearney. Here's a three by Kylie Shear off the back iron. No good. Rebound to Sarah Schmidt for Nebraska Kearney with 3:47 to play. Trying to drive with the basketball. Schmidt shovels it off to Carlson, working against Audrey Beatty. Layup a good. Count the bucket. Audrey Beatty picks up the foul. And this will be an N1 opportunity for Brooke Carlson. That gives her 14 points, looking for 15. Christina Walsh will check into the Hornet lineup, replacing Audrey Beatty, and checking in for Emporia State also, Elizabeth Milligan. She'll replace Treasure Job. Down to 3:37 to play in the game, 78-46. Nebraska Kearney with a lead now by 32 points. We haven't seen this happen to the Lady Hornets in a long time. Free throw good for Brooke Carlson. That gives her 15 points. Emporia State with the basketball out front. It's Milligan, three-point shot. Flings it up there and in. The 5'10 freshman from McAllister, Oklahoma, teammate of Stevie Stinchcomb, knocks down a Haircrafters three. That makes it 79-49. Nebraska Kearney with 3:08 to play. Carlson to Holt on the wing right side. Now bounce past baseline. It goes to Carlson. Now they work it back out on the left side. This is Haley Duff with the basketball. 4 seconds on the shot clock. A little crossover move. Floater from the lane line. Missed everything. And rebound loose on the floor. Grabbed by Kylie Shear. Hornets in the front court. Milligan, left corner three. This one off the mark. Rebound goes to Nebraska Kearney with position belonging to Megan Holt. She'll give it off to Haley Duff, the sophomore out of South Weber, Utah, working left side. She feeds it off to Samantha Moore, sophomore out of Mullen, Nebraska. Here's a three from the left elbow. It's off the mark for Nebraska Kearney is Lexi Mose, a junior out of Smithville, Missouri. At the other end, layup is good for Macy Smith. Makes it 79-51 with 2:09 to play. Warner basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Down low, Megan Holt, wide open, gets the layup. And we're going to get a timeout for substitution for Nebraska Kearney. As checking in for the Lopers will be Macy Bryant, a 5'11 freshman out of Fremont, Nebraska, replacing Britt Carlson. Down to a minute 52 to play in this one. Another frigid night on the floor shooting-wise for Emporia State. They've worn about just a little bit here in this fourth quarter, and then they'll turn it over. They try to go in the deep corner with a pass that goes out of bounds, and that'll be turnover number 9 for the Lady Hornets. Down to a minute 44 to play in the game. This is Mally McNair, a freshman out of Imperial, Nebraska, bringing the ball into front court for the Lopers. Picked up by Macy Smith, the sophomore from Olpe. Lane line feed in the paint. Shot goes down for Alexi Mose. 83-51, Nebraska Kearney. This is Faith Paramore down the lane. Kicks it off to Christina Walsh, who shoots it off the glass and in. Christina Walsh, 6'1 sophomore out of Smithville, Missouri. 83-53. Here's a three-point shot that's good from the left elbow by Mally McNair. That makes it 86-53. Macy Smith gives it off to Kylie Shear. Out front it goes to Elizabeth Milligan. Now to Macy Smith, thought about the three, almost turned it over, drives in the paint, puts it off the glass, missed it, but a foul's going to be called on Nebraska Kearney. They're going to call this foul on Hallie Duff, and it'll be free throws coming for Macy Smith. And for Macy, this is her first trip to the free throw line this season. She came into this game averaging just under a point and just under a rebound a ball game. Hasn't seen a lot of playing time. After missing the first, she made the second free throw. Gives her 3 points in the game, 86-54. Nebraska Kearney with a lead with 36 seconds to play. Well, take that back. Macy made both of her free throws. That gives her 4 points in the game. Here's a pass down low. Lusall goes out of bounds, and it goes to Emporia State. Down to 26 seconds to play. Emporia State can work for her final shot. And Emporia State then turns it over. Off the missed three-pointer by Faith Paramore, and that will be the ball game. Our final score tonight will be Nebraska Kearney 86, Emporia State 54. We'll be back with our post-game numbers right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Express Tire and Auto Tire Pros makes buying tires simpler. They offer a straightforward approach to tire and auto service that includes nationwide warranties, a hassle-free experience, and a great selection of Michelin tires. No matter what you drive or where you've driven, Michelin has a tire to fit any need. Visit in-store or online at ExpressTirePros.com. Tire Pros, love the drive.
We've all had to share the road with bad drivers, but at Farm Bureau Financial Services, we believe you shouldn't have to share their insurance rates. With Driveology, you're in the driver's seat to save money based on your driving habits. You'll get an automatic discount for signing up and could save up to 30% on your auto insurance premium. Contact me, Brian Fillinger, your Farm Bureau agent in Emporia, to learn more about how your driving habits can help save you money.
Savings based on driving behavior. Your savings may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
At John North Ford Service, the goal is to provide you with the quality, affordable service you expect and deserve. They service all makes and models with oil changes, batteries, tires, no matter what your needs. Call 343-1700 to schedule an appointment. John North Ford Service, 3002 West Highway 50, specializing in customer service.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
86-54, the final score this afternoon. Nebraska Kearney defeats Emporia State. Lady Hornets fall to 9-9 on the season, 4-8 in the MIAA. Kearney improves to 17-3 on the season, 10-2 in the MIAA. Let's take a look at our game stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. For Nebraska Kearney, they had 4 players in double figures. Leading the way for the Lopers was Alyssa Backus with 21 points. 16 points for Trinity Law. 15 points for both Shiloh McCool and for Brooke Carlson. For Emporia State, they were led by Treasure Job with 21 points. 13 points for Elena Hartman, and those were the only players in double figures for Emporia State. 5 for Kylie Shear. 3 points for Macy Smith. 2 points for Christina Walsh. 3 points for Elizabeth Milligan. 2 points for Faith Paramore. 2 points for Stevie Stinchcomb. 2 points for Victoria Price. 1 point for Mary Lakes. Sydney Tenner did not score. Audrey Beatty played, did not score for Emporia State either. Looking at the team numbers for the game, Nebraska Kearney ends up shooting 21 of 66 from the floor for 31%. Their best quarter was the fourth quarter when they shot 53%. They were 8 of 15. They were 6 of 25 from the three-point line for 24%, 6 of 9 at the free throw line for 66%. Or that was Emporia State, excuse me, that's Emporia State. For Nebraska Kearney, 32 of 57 from the floor for 56%, 9 of 18 from the floor from the three-point line for 50%, and 13 of 15 at the free throw line for 86%. They win the rebounding battle 42 to 29. Their leading rebounder, Shiloh McCool, finishes with 10 rebounds. She has the double-double of the night. Emporia State's leading rebounder was Mary Lakes with 5. Emporia State would turn the ball over 9 times, 13 turnovers for Nebraska Kearney. And off the turnovers, Emporia State outscores Nebraska Kearney 12-11. In the paint, Emporia State gets buried 44-28. Second chance opportunities, Kearney outscores Emporia State 6-3. On fast break opportunities, Kearney outscores Emporia State 8-5. And the Kearney bench outscores Emporia State's bench 30-17. Emporia State had a solid first quarter. They trailed by only 3 going into the second quarter, 18-15. But they get outscored in the second quarter 25-11, and they trail 43-26 at halftime. Going to the fourth quarter, they were down 60-34. And they end up being outscored 26-20 in the fourth quarter and end up losing the game 86-54. Emporia State led for only 3 minutes and 41 seconds. There were 4 lead changes and 2 ties, all that coming in the first quarter. Emporia State's biggest lead was by 4. Their biggest deficit was by 33. And Emporia State struggling offensively tonight. Just 21 of 66 from the floor for 31%. 6 of 25 from the three-point line for 24%. And 6 of 9 at the free-throw line for 66%. And when the shooting goes, the rest of the play seems to go with it. And once Emporia State stopped making shots and missed a few shots, the defense lagged. And they just weren't able to maintain any type of defensive presence. And Nebraska Kearney, like a shark in water, smelled blood. And they went after the Lady Hornets. And they win it by a final margin of 86-54. Our halftime stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. When we come back, we'll sit down and we'll visit with Emporia State men's basketball coach Craig Doty as the Emporia State men get set to take on Nebraska Kearney. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Feed your hunger, quench your thirst.